1-800-926-7776 or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, doubledogvideo.com. Let us tell your story.
If insurance companies coached football, they'd run the clock, fake injuries, and bench you without warning. I'm Trey Mills, and at Trammell & Mills Law Firm, we don't play scared. You've been hurt in a wreck or on the job? We bring the pressure, every down, every snap. You call us, we go no huddle on the insurance company.
Blue 89, don't let insurance companies deny, delay, defend.
Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at TrammellandMills.com. Make sure you pick the right legal team for your injuries.
Hey Clemson family, it's Davis from Engineered Sleep. My family's been handcrafting mattresses for four generations, and now it's your turn to sleep like a champion. From now until December 7th, get our lowest prices of the year off our premium handcrafted mattresses. Visit EngineeredSleep.com or stop by our Greenville showroom. Engineered Sleep, four generations of better rest, built for your best game day.
Clemson, South Carolina, a tale as old as time, and we'll get you ready for kickoff right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingalls Tiger pregame show. We'll have everything you need to get you ready for kickoff, then the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and his crew will take over at 9. Don, Tim, and Reg, you'll have the call from enemy territory, and Dono, Clark, and I will wrap it up with the fifth quarter show. Finish up the 2025 college football season with us, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world, with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Hear that? Mm-mm-mm. That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Ultra, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. Mm-mm. ZzzQuil Ultra helps Mike fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs so he can wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. All right. Lolly sent me this. No official rule set in basketball, NBA, FIBA, NCAA, etc. uses the term unobserved foul as a defined concept. That's sort of what Marion said earlier. The idea exists, but under other answer. No official rule set uses the term unobserved foul as a defined concept. What you're probably thinking is, in everyday language, an unobserved foul would be, and it goes on and on, how the rule actually treats it. In all major rule books, a foul only exists in the game if a referee sees contact, two, judges it as illegal, three, blows the whistle and reports it, If a foul happens but is not called, it does not retroactively become a foul after the fact, except in very narrow replay situations like flagrant or hostile act reviews in some leagues. The game simply continues as if nothing occurred. It sounds to me like they went outside the bounds of convention in calling that, and they did so at the direction of the other team, which is really remarkable. I think Brad has a complaint here, but again, Clemson won, so. But I don't think you ever want to see this happen again, and there needs to be some sort of clarity offered in this situation, and as yet, to my knowledge, there has been none. So that's not good. That's no good. I don't like any element of that. I'll tell you what I do like. I like David Green. I don't think anybody's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not trying to deal with the IRS. Maybe you filed and you haven't filed in several years. You haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid and hiding. Don't. Call David Green. Live your life. Stay where your feet are, as Deborah Sweeney would say. Don't call some out-of-town 1-800-COMPANY and wind up with ID theft or something. Look, the solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. Don't live in fear of your mailbox. That's unnatural. David Green, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution. David knows all the options available so you can take your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, with an audit coming up, David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws. What the IRS will accept is a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session. Free. 271-7940. 271-7940. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville. On the web, greenlaw.legal. That's Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. All right, lines remain jammed. Let's get to them. Joe in Virginia, Jason Columbia, Matthias, Greg, great callers. Joe, how are you, Joe?
How's it going? Well, I caught a little bit of the Georgia game, Clemson game, and I thought Clemson looked fantastic. I thought that was a great win. And I obviously watched South Carolina play Northwestern. I think we're a really good team as far as a lot better than we were last year.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that game in Columbia. I think it's going to be a good game.
Well, do they not have lights in that building? I mean, why does that game look like it's being played in the darkness? It's like I was playing outdoors at night. I mean, it was so strange. I mean, everything was friggin' dark. I mean, I don't know how you're supposed to see. I mean, you go up for a 30-footer. You know, it's like once the sun goes down, you're playing outside and you're using like the street light or something. But at some point, you can no longer see the basket. And the game was like that. And then dude tries to throw the full length of the court shot at the end, and it hits the ceiling, but the ceiling's like 30 feet high. It's not like where a normal ceiling should be.
And Macy Johnson was like saying something like, he's like, you know, if we weren't playing in that gym, it might have gone somewhere
right.
else, a different direction.
Right.
I was like, yeah, you might be right.
Right, exactly right.
You know? It's kind of an interesting team we have. I feel like the guards are really good,
yeah.
And the bigs are just okay. I think we could hit 20 if we hit 20 wins. I mean, we'll see how it goes. Virginia Tech's going to be tough. I think they're a much improved team as well.
Yeah, they're improved.
But you know, it's going to be a great.
And you've got a 6'9" lead guard, which you don't see much of.
Yeah, and he's a freak.
Yeah, he is a freak.
I can't remember where that game's played to be off the top of my head right now. But, you know, it's going to be a great week of football. Walt, there's a lot of games. Obviously, the number one game is Clemson, South Carolina. Vegas has this at 2. You know, I'll go the opposite because every pick of mine have gone the opposite. So I'll say Clemson by 80. So in inverse property, we win by 80. So. We'll do that. You know, how about that, Walt?
I like it, Jim. I like it.
But I think it should be interesting.
Larry Williams wrote something funny about this earlier. I saw it. Yeah, I don't have it in front of me right now, so this is not going to be close to verbatim. But Larry wrote, this is the first Clemson South Carolina game he remembers where basically the fans of both sides are 100% convinced their team is losing.
That's what it is. It's like, no, we suck. No, you suck. You know, that's pretty funny. But I would love, and I know it's not going to happen, I would love if Mississippi State beat Ole Miss. I'm so tired of this Kiffin stuff. I mean, dude, just pick a team. You know, you got a top 10, 15 team. Like, everybody's like, well, he'll do that at Florida. How do you know that?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
You know, because you don't know that he's going to be able to recruit the high school ranks. I mean, at Ole Miss, he's been able to just recruit JUCOs, and it's worked really well. But at Florida, I don't think he can get that many JUCOs in. I think he's got to recruit the high school ranks. Now, maybe he can, but yeah. Does he actually want to? I mean, you know, we don't know the answer to that.
I think he's the same guy he was when he left Tennessee. You know, he's trying to sell this thing that I've changed. No, he hasn't. He's still the same Machiavellian, you know, narcissistic guy. He's just a guy, and he's making documentaries about himself, how great he is.
Yeah.
You know, but meanwhile, you know, like you said, you know, there's people out there that are actually winning games, like the SMU coach.
I think Rhett Lashley is what people think Lane Kiffin is. I mean, in terms of how in demand he should be. I mean, do you realize that Rhett Lashley, since he came to the ACC, look, anytime a team leaves from a lower level and goes to a higher level, without exception, they always suffer. They have bad first season, bad second season.
Yeah.
Rhett Lashley has come to the ACC, and he has lost one game since he's been in the league. One, and it was a fluke.
Yeah. And I'll just be honest, well, if he cleaned up the penalties, he'd win a lot more.
That's true. But you know what? You know what, Joe? Sometimes these guys whose teams play on the edge, that's what it takes to win. And they're willing to sacrifice some personal foul penalties. I mean, Bobby Bowden did that forever.
That is true, Walt. You know, I know I don't have much time, but I guess we got Clemson right where we want them. We sucked all year. We just waited to finally switch in an actual offense. So right where we want them, Walt. So appreciate it.
All right, Joe. I think you might have reversed the inverse formula that you employed earlier. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Hey, if you've never had real Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, do not fret. Get to Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. They've got you covered. They're the best. I mean, it's just incredible. I'm so craving Moretti's, Ramona. It's thicker than New York style the pizza, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection, a real stone oven. Ramona and I have both had their pizza. It's unbelievable. The Buffalo wings, real authentic Buffalo wings. Not, you know, not Wisconsin Buffalo wings. There's only one Buffalo wings. These are real authentic Buffalo wings. How about beef on whack? It's incredible. I've had it. I've had all these items up here. All these items. I've had the beef on whack. It's roast beef cooked low and slow, 8 hours. They slice it thin, pile it high on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce, served with au jus for dunking. It's like you died and went to heaven. It's unbelievable. Now, none of these things have I had. I want them all, okay? Moretti's, hey, I'm telling you guys, I want them all, okay? Moretti's has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, and so much more. Full bar, family-friendly atmosphere, divided. This is your place to watch Clemson, South Carolina. If you're not actually going to the game, big screen TVs everywhere. It's where you want to be. It's where you need to be. And you'll stuff your face with the best food around at the same time. Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. Jason in Columbia. Jason, great to have you as always.
Hey, Walt. You know, it's funny regarding the foul thing. The only time I remember that in recent memory was when the Timberwolves and Lakers were playing this year in the playoffs, and it was at the end of game four, and LeBron swiped the ball off of Anthony Edwards with like 10-30 seconds left. And when they went back to review who it actually went off of, it was deemed that LeBron, which correctly deemed that he hit Anthony on the wrist, and so they called it a foul, actually, and LeBron got mad. But I have never heard of a play going back 2 minutes or so. I mean, I just that was wild.
Well, and again, this language of unobserved foul, which is apparently not actually in any rule book from what right. everyone has sent. Therefore, you can't use that language. And it seems like it's a rather obscure ruling. In general, yeah. to have even undertaken to do so. It also seems it was at the direction of the other team, which really, again, so now we're calling our own fouls.
Yeah, I was getting tired of watching, like you said, white bread, white chocolate, that dude yeah. just throwing up trick shots. I mean, he hit some just
he's so,
crazy
he's so
shots.
Good, Jason. He's so good, though. I mean, yeah. He really is. He's so freaking
well,
good.
And he kind of looked like Tanner Smith in the face. Yeah. Did you notice that?
Yeah. I also thought he looked a little like T.O. And I thought he was taking some shots
sure.
like T.O. used to take, too.
Oh, like the one at Maryland? Yeah, yeah. He pulled up from 35 feet, 40 yeah. feet deep for sure. You know, I got to move to my friend Joe in Virginia. I'm not falling for it, Joe. I'm not falling. You're not going to get the rope-a-dope. I tell you what, it is like Larry Wynn said, don't throw the records out the book or out the window. Throw the coaches out the window. That's what the players or the fans are saying.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean – do you think, I mean, you were talking, you know, correctly about how Brad has evolved and has, you know, arguably the best coach on campus right now, and Bakich has evolved. You think Dabo has pride, and I mean this in a good way, because you have a lot of respect for him. I mean, Walt, if I would have told you 5 years ago that Clemson would be an underdog to a 4-7 South Carolina team with a coach on the hot seat.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be incomprehensible, you know? And frankly, I think it says more about Clemson's program than it does South Carolina right now, because Clemson's the one that's taken a major step back. And do you think that, I mean, look, depending on the outcome, I got this as a coin flip right now. I mean, I'll probably go into it favoring South Carolina in the coin flip, but I think it's going to be, I guess we'll talk about it later, but just a big picture. Regardless of the outcome here, do you think that Dabo has enough pride to understand how ridiculous that sounds to be a underdog to a 4-7 South Carolina team that has a coach on its hot seat that most of its fans won't fire?
Here's what I think. First of all, Dabo Swinney essentially built this school. I know people don't want to say that, but he did. I mean, it's a long time between success rate. I mean, you got to go all the way back to Danny Ford. So people shouldn't act like others did this before Dabo Swinney. What Dabo Swinney has done here is truly unbelievable, and his record is unparalleled. And when he gets frustrated and he cites his record, and that further frustrates people, and I get that, but there's also an element to what he's saying when he says, you know, look, if I don't bring it up, who's going to, especially when you're in the height of all the negativity. And I think sometimes the negativity reaches levels that are just ridiculous. And I think you have to be aware of that. But I also think that this requires some soul searching. And what concerns me a little bit is when we start talking about this year as like a one-off, as an oddity, because yeah. I don't think it is. I think it's the last 5 years or so that there's been a decline, a noticeable decline. Clemson has not been a national championship level program. And now the question is, how do you get back there? Well, part of it, again, there's the formula that we've talked about here many times. You have to have an elite quarterback, and Clemson's not had that. And quite honestly, the last two guys have not been it, and the latest guy was worse than the prior guy. And so, you know, neither one of those guys were Deshaun Watson or Trevor. That's just the reality. And when you're recruiting at the 7-15 level, you have to have that piece. And Clemson's never going to recruit better than that because it's a geographical situation. You know, Clemson's at a disadvantage against many of these teams. So I think the bottom line, Jason, for me, is you have to have the quarterback position, and now you have to have the portal. I just don't think there's any way around that. And I think Dabo Swinney's a smart guy. I think sometimes what he says to the media and what he's thinking are two different things. and I will be somewhat shocked. I think he's given hints that he intends to attack the portal, and I think that's what's going to be necessary. I think if you do not find a quarterback in the portal, and if you do not portal up and address positional needs and depth, then I think you're going to find yourself right back in the 6-6 situation next year.
I'll tell you what, Walt, this season has been depressing enough. I don't want to think about another depressing season. So anyway, we'll touch base in more specifics with regard to the game tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Jason. Always look forward to it. Great job. Good job, Jason. Thank you. All right. Hey, listen, let me tell you about Ace Home Co. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing Heating, Ace Plumbing Electric Heating and Air is the team upstate families count on. That's a fact. They handle everything: repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central AC, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. They're awesome. You know the blue and white trucks everywhere. You see them. Heating, too. From furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing Electric Heating and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. How about that? And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night. You don't get to pick and choose your emergencies. They choose you. You need to have your comfort restored quickly and reliably. Ace Home Co. will be there for you. So if it's zero out and your heater goes, you need help now. Ace Home Co. will be the now. Proudly serving Greenville and surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, my friends at Ace Home Co. are offering a free, that's free, fall maintenance for new customers. $189 value, free. Do that. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. Let them know I sent you. That's how it works. Matthias, who's a big Clemson basketball fan, you're up first. We get back. And Greg, I'm coming right to you two guys on the other side.
Did you know when you buy your Christmas tree from the Clemson Sertoma Club, the proceeds help send a kid to summer camp? Beginning November 28th, buy your beautiful Fraser fir or Fraser fir wreath at Ace Hardware in Clemson at the intersection of Highway 76 and 123. Every purchase helps support children in need in our community, and that's what the holiday season is all about. Oh, and to make sure your holiday dollars stretch further, no price increases. Thank you for your support of the Clemson Sertoma Club, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Hey there, Tiger fans. Thinking about making Clemson your forever home? Whether you're a recent grad, proud alum, parent of a current student, or just love those orange sunsets over Death Valley, Great Southern Homes has the perfect place for you to settle down in Tiger Town. With our central Clemson communities of Springwood Grove, Edwards Ridge, and Champions Village, Great Southern Homes has a variety of floor plans, endless personalization options, and upgrades to fit your unique taste. Visit GreatSouthernHomes.com today to learn more about our central Clemson communities.
Some sandwiches are forgettable. This one, it's unforgettable. Meet the Ultimate Italian, a flavor-packed masterpiece with bacon, parmesan, salami, capicola, and ham, all toasted to perfection. Every bite, pure magic. When a sandwich is this good, you don't just eat it, you talk about it. Try the Ultimate Italian, now toasted, only at Jimmy John's.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
At Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England, Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dip Tulu Road Rage, we are back. Matthias and Greg, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football season's in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks right now and win money right now in South Carolina, as I just did. Well, we'll see whether I'm going to win money, but I just made an entry. It's that time again. Just during the commercial break, Ramon. It's Feast Week. It's back on Underdog from November 26th through November 30th. Check the app daily for special promos. Ramona, that's what I just did. And you know what I found? I found at the top a 40% boost. But as I was boosting, Ramona, as I was boostying during the break here, I realized that they're actually giving me a 60% profit boost. That's for you, too. And that was right there. So I changed my 40% profit boost to 60%, Ramona, because that's higher. And I just made an Underdog play. This is a fact. I just played this during the commercial break. Imagine what happens when I actually have time, Ramona. I played Ricky Pearsall of the 49ers, who in his first game back did nothing. But I'm playing Ricky Pearsall higher than 43.5 receiving yards. And then I switched to basketball, as I often do. I combine things. I took Pascal Siakam to go higher than 23.5, and I took Cooper Flagg to go higher than 15.5. So that's where I am. I have that three-way play, Ramona. I put $50 on it with a 60% boost. And if I win, I win $392. So I just made that play on Underdog factually during the break. Listen, download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. You get $100 in bonus entries. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider their play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. So I am in, Ramona. I'm in on one pick so far. I'll be in on more, but I had to have something to do during the commercial. Imagine, Ramona, when I had like 30 seconds to figure that out. Imagine when I have like 3 hours.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, what I can figure out on Underdog. Matthias, good to have you. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hey, Matthias, good to have you.
Oh, hey. Glad to be on. Well, thank you. Calling with to touch on a couple of things.
Yeah.
First and foremost, of course, I got to call in to express the pride that I have in our basketball program and how it's progressed under Brownell's leadership. This weekend just added to the pride I have. But with so many people calling in and, you know, saying how much they've believed in the program and believed in Brad, I had to call in to first give you credit, because you've been a long-time supporter.
Same
of Brad,
to you,
also,
Matthias. Same to you.
Yes, sir. And I've got to pump my chest as well, because, yep, and you may remember back in the day when we could call in on the coach's show, I was a consistent caller.
100%.
And really, I did that to show my support for Brad. There have been some Christmas and New Year's days where that show was on. I think I may have been the only person in the state listening, but I made sure to call in and support him. So I'm glad that we're progressing in the way that I knew we would.
I think we were an army. I think we were in different places, Matthias,
yes,
but I think we were an army of two for a long period of time.
I agree with that. And you were a great general. Let me say.
So were you.
On this unobserved foul call, I honestly thought it was something that they implemented this year. Because actually I was at the Louisville game for the women's last week, and they did the same thing. And we were asking the ref for guidance, and he didn't really have much to tell us other than the coaches on the other team called it. My thought was maybe they're just doing it for flagrant fouls, but I don't know. Maybe we'll get some clarity on that. Maybe
I think
we won't.
That's right. I think they are, yeah, just doing it for flagrant fouls, but I don't think you can have the opposition dictating what officials go back to review. Because, again, where will the cutoff point on that be? I mean, yeah, and look, we live in a touche world. In other words, you know, in football, when some coach tries an onside kick against his opponent, you can be sure the other coach is going to come back and try something funky against the ones who dared try and fool him. Well, I mean, this is going to go on endlessly. I mean, it took them like 10 minutes at the table, yeah, to iron whatever this was out. We can't have those kind of unnatural stoppages in a game and that kind of outcome. And furthermore, you can't have the other side dictating what the officials go. It's just it's a ridiculous concept. It needs to be, yeah, squashed. It's a bad, bad idea.
And you're taking the responsibility off the refs for calling the game,
right,
and doing their job.
Right. It's an oxymoron. There's no such thing as unobserved foul. Yeah. If you didn't observe it, it wasn't a foul.
Yeah. To my biggest point for this call, congratulations to Pitt for winning the game. I actually thought they would. I love Haynes King, but I do feel like the offense itself is just one-dimensional and that it was really all him. I don't know why every defense just doesn't spy him. And I know it's hard to tackle him and get him, but I would never go for a fake or any play action. I would just always hit him whether he gives the ball up or not, especially in crunch time. But Narduzzi, I don't think he's getting enough credit.
The thing is, though, Matthias, you know, King has completed the last 2 years like 74% of his throws.
Well, this is true.
You know?
This is true.
And so, yeah, and that's even when they took his number one receiver away. So,
yeah. And yeah, and I got to give him credit, even though sometimes I don't want to. But I don't think Narduzzi is getting enough credit for,
agreed,
trying to give that game away.
Oh, okay. Okay. He did that too with the fake punt.
Yeah, the fake punt, but then also in the last two drives, because I wanted Pitt to win just because I didn't want Georgia Tech to win. And they were hiking the ball with 10, 15 seconds still left on the,
yeah,
clock on,
yeah,
the last two drives. And I couldn't understand it. And then the fake punt. So they won it. I don't know if they deserved to with the way Narduzzi was trying to get the game away. But I just don't think he's getting enough credit for sucking at that point. But I guess if you win, you don't.
You're probably right. Now, you know, the fake punt, first of all, it just based on the formation and where the up man was lined up, it was semi-telegraphed. Yeah. But even telegraphed, if he doesn't fall, he picks up the first down.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, that's, hey, you do stupid things, you get stupid prizes.
This is true. Very true. And then, isn't it
amazing, Matthias? Like, in football especially, it seems like when you do the wrong thing, it's like God reaches down, he hits a big buzzer, and you automatically, like the Philadelphia Eagles, there's 5 minutes left in that game, and you get a guy who fields a punt on the 1 yard line, and instead of letting it go into the end zone, and sure enough, he runs like 10, 11 yards, and he fumbles the ball over to Dallas because, you know, you do stupid things, you win stupid prizes.
This is true, especially in football, to your point. Last thing, and honestly, I don't think anyone will know unless, you know, people have had conversations with Dabo. There's a part of me that thinks that he believes enough in Chris Pitino and what Denson has that doesn't appear to be a position that he thinks he needs to bring in a competitive starter for through the transfer portal. I know what we all think should happen. And I know that Dabo will say some things to the media and maybe thinking differently privately, but I do believe a lot of times that a lot of what he does is based off conviction, and he feels convicted to move the way he moves. It's not an option. It's not his decision to run. It's his conviction to do so. And I just think that he believes enough in Chris Pitino that with another offseason, he could lead with Denson coming on. And I don't know that we'll get a starter through the transfer portal for a quarterback. I think if we do, it'll be another Hunter Helms situation. I could be wrong. From what I've seen from Dabo in the past, I just don't see him going in that direction. And, I mean, the portal players that we've brought in have been players to fill in holes, not to necessarily take the spot of someone who hasn't been performing.
Okay. Let me play devil's advocate to that. I'm not saying you're wrong I think you're right about Dabo Swinney's past level of conviction. I'm thinking that maybe self-reflection has changed that. Yeah. But you have a situation here where your quarterback this year, he played better late, but he was not good. All right. And the first half of the year, he was awful. And these two guys behind him didn't play at all. So if these two guys behind him couldn't get any time at all, while your quarterback was just playing terrible football. I mean, he was one of the worst quarterbacks in America through 4 or 5 games. Inspire confidence for next year. And I'm just going to tell you personally, if the way I view this, if Clemson goes into next season with these are the quarterback options, I think Clemson will once again win 6 games at most, because this is again going to be a league that's loaded at quarterback. I mean, Kevin Jennings can return to SMU. Mensah is going to be at Duke. There are going to be quarterbacks all over this league, talented guys that if you don't, Matthias, I am going to take the viewpoint in part because I have to, because I don't want to think about that situation next year without a different quarterback. I think that Clemson is going to go get a starting quarterback from the transfer portal. I fully believe that. So we will find out, Matthias.
We will see.
This story ends better, Matthias, if my version turns out to be true than if your version turns out to be true.
My heart is with your version. Trust me. I just, you know, believe who people show you they are. And I've seen him show me who he is. And like I said, I don't know what he really believes or thinks of Chris Pitino. We will see. But, yeah, I hope you're right.
Matthias, you need to call more often. I tell you that all the time. You need to be like a regular. You were regular with Brad. Be a regular in Road Rage. Good job, Matthias.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent work. Greg, more excellent work ahead. Let me tell you about Twin Peaks. You want more excellent work? Get to Twin Peaks. Rare bourbons run through the month. Really, they run through every month at Twin Peaks. If you consider yourself a bourbon connoisseur, then you belong at the Peaks. We're proud to offer an exclusive and extensive collection of rare bourbons, whiskeys, tequilas, including our barrel selects, handpicked by our team, bottled just for you. I mean, how can it get better than Twin Peaks? If you're a sports fan, this is where you need to be. How about this? Holiday bonus cards kickoff. That starts today. The season of giving starts with getting. Listen now, November 24th, that's today, Twin Peaks launches our holiday bonus card event. You buy a gift card for someone on your list, and we'll hook you up with a bonus card just for you. Because giving feels great, but getting rewarded for it, even better. Share the gift of crave-worthy food, ice-cold 29-degree beer, and all the good times at Twin Peaks. Treat yourself while you're at it. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. It's incredible. Bonus cards are redeemable January 1st through the 31st of 2026. And then Black Friday costume party, that is here as well. Oh, there's nothing like the Black Friday costume party at Twin Peaks. Black Friday weekend just got a whole lot more exciting at Twin Peaks. We're throwing a costume party November 24th, that's today, through the 26th, and again on the 28th with drink specials, giveaways, and more. And yes, the Twin Peaks girls will be dressed to impress all weekend long. So after you snag the shopping deals, slide over for ice cold drinks, great vibes, a little holiday fun. Kick off the season in style only at Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. The food's the biggest shock of the whole deal. The food is outstanding. You will 100% thank me later. Get out to Twin Peaks. Greg, I'm coming right to you.
Clemson, South Carolina, a tale as old as time. And we'll get you ready for kickoff right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingalls Tiger pregame show. We'll have everything you need to get you ready for kickoff. Then the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and his crew will take over at 9. Don, Tim, and Reg, you'll have the call from enemy territory. And Dono Clark and I will wrap it up with the fifth quarter show. Finish up the 2025 college football season with us right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street. Fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley low. Ace Plumbing's the name everybody knows. Ace Home.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
At Carolina Top Dressing, we specialize in professional leaf removal and top-notch turf repairs. Let us take care of your yard while you enjoy quality time with your family. Don't let your lawn's potential go to waste. Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers!
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery just turned up the fun.
with bonus instant wins waiting to pop. Now when you play, you can unlock an instant win on top of your regular cash pop prize. It's easy. Pick a number from 1 to 15, choose your number of draws, and see where the light takes you. So what are you waiting for? Cash Pop Bonus shines through January 3rd. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
The Walhalla Performing Arts Center presents a holiday celebration steeped in Celtic tradition. A Celtic Angels Christmas, live on stage Sunday, November 30th. Step into a winter wonderland of music and magic as the Celtic Angels deliver a dazzling performance of traditional and contemporary Irish tunes, all wrapped in the warmth of the season. It's a festive experience for the whole family, captivating, spirited, and unforgettable. Tickets are available now at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began. Yeah, we got to move. Let me tell you about Bedding Equipment and Supply. Go to the website. All the info you could possibly desire is on the website. By the way, this Boise State game is tied at 55. Just throw that in there. BennettEquipment.com, BennettEquipment.com. That is your portal to everything Bennett Equipment offers. And if they don't have it, you don't need it. Eddie Bennett is renowned throughout the upstate, including customer service. I mean, the one-on-one customer care you get at Bennett Equipment is unparalleled in the industry. Bennett Equipment and Supply has been in business 25 years. They have four locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, and 1897 U.S. 76, Iowassee, Georgia. When we rented a Takeuchi excavator, which it did from Bennett Equipment, we got it from the Westminster location. It did work. I mean, you know, the saying for Takeuchi is Takeuchi works while others are being worked on. Fact. From morning into the night, it moved white oak tree pieces. It was just unbelievable. Providing with equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. Built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. It's Takeuchi and Bedding Equipment. It's the greatest marriage in the industry. Takeuchi came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track load in the mid-80s. Bennett Equipment is your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate, sales, rentals, service, parts. They have it all. They do it all. You know how it goes. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. You'll thank me later. Greg in Clemson. Greg, how are you, Greg? Good to have you as always.
Oh, man, I wish I'd have eaten dinner for a place this cold. The sun was still up when I called.
You hear that, Rona? The sun was still up when he called. Greg's complaining. You know, we used to dump people who complained.
No. What? No.
And now he's taking it all back.
I forgot why I called, but during my time on hold, I thought, I'll help you out with something.
Greg, here's the thing. You may have forgotten why you called initially, but since you're suggesting that you've had a lot of time on hold, then you also had plenty of time to think about a different path.
I do, and it's to help you during the spirit of the holidays coming up.
All right.
I'm here to help you with
something. Good, good. Can't wait.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, an unobserved foul.
Yeah.
is one usually committed during deafening silence. And now some people think it's seriously funny. There are others who think it's pretty ugly.
Stephen Wright returns, Rona. An unobserved foul is one that's committed during a deafening silence.
Yeah. Some think it's seriously funny, but others consider it pretty ugly. And it's an open secret that these people want to inject their cruel kindness into our game.
Rona, he's giving you nothing but these oxymoronic...
I noticed that.
It's one after another.
These people, when the game is over, they're going to be alone together as they go to their favorite restaurant to eat jumbo shrimp and proclaim that it's awfully good.
Alone together, jumbo shrimp, Pomona. The oxymorons keep flying on the unobserved file from my man Greg. He has had plenty of time to think. I'm thinking he just gave us about 10 of them.
I don't know. I lost count.
Yeah.
But, anyway... I know why I called them. They've taken the shackles off of me, Underdog. They said, the final week of the regular season, you can just cut loose. Because I've been holding, you know, like in a la Newman, Redford style.
Oh, good.
But
good.
Yeah. In fact, I heard you rattle off yours a while ago. You must have been looking at my Twitter page.
I was, yeah. Thank you.
So there you go. You must know the secret handshake.
I do. I know the secret handshake. I don't know how to get in my own Underdog account, but I apparently know how to get in yours.
You do. And I think you need to talk to Ramona about how an Amazon wish list works. Because she thought I was saying she was going to let people into her account to see her list. And I was like, no, that's not how it works. But I told her I'd bring her some. I had some.
Hey, trust me, I don't know how anything at Amazon works. They should like give me like $10,000 every year because I have to be the most prolific Amazon customer on earth. But I don't see any gratitude for it.
All right. Well, I can run interference for you.
Yeah.
Matt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed the oxymoron.
I did.
And,
very much so.
Okay.
It was brilliant.
Last thing is, y'all could dedicate a line to people like me. So when I call, Ramona could say, look, if you'll call back in like 18 minutes or so, we'll put you on hold for 30 seconds. Just something to think about.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Greg. I mean, the dude is hysterical. He is our own Stephen Wright. Let me tell you about Underdog. And then I have something to tell you about, Ramona, that I think you're going to find very interesting. Football season's in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina, and it's that time again. Feast Week is back on Underdog from Friday, November 26th through November 30th. Check the app daily for special promos, which I just did during the commercial break. Playing on Underdog is just that simple. You just pick with your favorite player. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Here was a quickie by me. I played this during a commercial break. I want that 60% boost from it. I saw a 60% boost. I'm going, I got to play that on something right now. I don't want that to escape me. So I played Ricky Pearsall. I know last time out, returning from injury, he did nothing, but I expect him to tonight. 43.5 receiving yards. He could do that in one catch. I took Pascal Siakam higher than 23.5 because about 60% of the time, he's probably going over that number now. And then I took Cooper Flagg higher than 15.5 because I think he'll score a minimum of 16, so I think I'll be good on that. So I did a little three-way there with a 60% boost and a $50 entry, and if I win, I win $390. I'm pretty happy about that. I know it was quick. I didn't have a lot of time to consider it, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling pretty good about that, Ramon. I think that I'm going to be good there. So it's, trust me, it's Underdog. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncbiggambling.org. All right, Ramon. I have the television on the other day, but I was actually reading Bill O'Reilly's book, and I wasn't paying attention to television. And the Roku screen had gone blank. When it goes blank, it puts up, you know, I don't know what it puts up, photographs of things, I guess. And then little factoids. And there was a...
Okay.
Yeah, there was a Roku factoid I thought you might find interesting.
Okay, what is it?
For every human on this planet...
Yeah.
There are 100 million insects.
You mean ratio?
That's right. Insects,
really?
Yes. Insects outnumber humans 100 million to one.
To one.
I wrote this on Twitter, and I said, I have to tell Ramona this because she's going to need more brooms and more spray.
That bug spray.
100 million to one. Now, that's a little disconcerting, I must say.
That is a little bad.
Yeah,
there.
That's rather alarming, really, even by my standards, who I don't particularly worry about bugs. But when you start to think about them in that term, and then I started to think about that. Could that actually be? And then I thought, think about it this way. You, for example, where you live, there's you. There's you. But if you have...
So I have 100 million bugs in my yard, is what you're saying.
Right. Because, okay. Again, think about this. There's you, solitary you. But if you have, like, one big fire ant hill, how many fire ants are in the one hill?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't either. 100,000? You see how you
Maybe.
Get there? You
that
see how
might you, be it.
Right.
Because, you know, if they're ants, you know how they are.
Or roaches where...
Oh, no. We don't discuss roaches. We don't discuss roaches. Roaches are...
Wait a minute. Wait, we don't discuss
no,
roaches?
No, we do not.
Roaches are...
I see a roach, I'll use a half a can. I swear, I can't stand them.
So roaches are completely off limits as far as conversation?
Oh, yeah. I can't... Oh.
You know... When I was a kid, one of my jobs was I worked as a circulation director for the worst area of my city. Like I was young and angry, and they put me in the worst area of that whole city. Like I had the projects. I had projects that went straight up. Nobody ever paid for their newspaper there. I was responsible for that. But like once a week, I would have to go and check like all the businesses in my area. And count up what they sold and take what they didn't, because those newspapers were obviously no good anymore. And
right.
And so, you know, I'd have to go to all these businesses, and I pretty much hated all this. But where I was from, there was it wasn't a diner exactly, but it was a little food place. It was diner-like. It was stuck in the middle of a downtown area on a street called East Main Street. And so I go in, and people are sitting at the counter. You know, they got their food and their coffee, and they're sitting at the counter. So I go in to pick up the papers from her. As God's my witness, they're having roach races down the counter. Roaches are...
What?
Roaches are... This is broad daylight. Roaches are just carte blanche running up and down the
and
food counter.
Eating
and these
there?
People are just sitting there... eating their food
and interacting with the roaches too.
No, they pay the roaches no mind. It's like the roaches are pets. They pay the roaches no mind at all. It's like they're so accustomed to it that it doesn't faze them in any way, shape, or form. I think I have just made Ramona really, really sick.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's so yeah. Terrible. That's no good. I think that's no good. I don't know, Lolly, what you just sent me, but I can't access that, whatever that is. It's like red lights are going off or something. So, yeah, Ramona, just down the counter.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
Yeah, you want a little crunchy food item with your coffee?
Oh, God.
I'm done.
Thanks for that.
Stay tuned for Mike. He's coming your way next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves.